hardly catch your breath for the pain. And you cry out to Heavenly Father. And He is the one. He said, I'm your glory. I am. I am. I am the lifter up of your head, whatever it is. Come unto me. I mean, we can run to our Father with any situation, no matter what it is, no matter what it is we're going through, situation on our job, situations in school, wherever we are, at home, walking in the store, whatever the situation, He said, I'm there with you. Yes. And for that, I say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, today is Mother's Day, and I thank God for Mother's Day. Yes. I thank God for our mother.
Amen.
That God gave us.
Yes.
I thank God for the legacy that they, Mom and Dad, left us.
Yes.
The love for God that they instilled in us. Yes. To love Father God, to love the Lord Jesus. All that they taught us, and you know, now that we are the elder statesmen of the family, and you know, and I pray and I say, Lord, do we have what it takes to be that next level, you know, to be the mommies or the mom-moms of the world, because we're it now. I said, Lord, do we have it to give to our children, and have we given them enough to pass on to our children's children? I said, Lord, help us. Because as you know, as time grows, the elder statesmen of the family are moving on.
Yes.
I mean, they're having a ball in heaven, and they left us down here with this mess.
Yes.
I said, Lord, do we have it in us to do what they did, to take the next generation
right on
to the Lord? And I said, Lord, help us. And I pray that, I said, Lord, help us
yes. To
be able to instill in our children and the children and the children's children.
Yes. The
word of God. He said, Yes. Teach your children and their children, because if we're not teaching them, they're not going to know it.
That's right.
If we're not speaking the word of God to them, they're not going to know it.
Right.
And I had one daycare parent, she says, well, she was Jewish and her husband was Catholic. She said, well, I'm just going to let my son decide what he wants to be when he gets older. I said, honey, if you don't decide for him, he won't decide. The streets will make a decision for him.
Yeah.
See, you are the parent here. You decide what you're going to teach. Oh, no, we'll just let him decide. Well, today he has not decided anything. I'll just let him decide. So, no, we as saints of God, we make the decision for our children. Thank God that He's given us mothers, and we celebrate the mothers. And I thank God for all the mothers that are yet here. And when I see people, like ladies in the store with their moms, and I see the daughters not being respectful for the mother, that upsets me so. It upsets me because my mother's not here.
Yeah.
I can't love her. I can't love her physically.
Right.
But you have your mother here.
Yeah.
And you're going to disrespect her like that?
Wow.
Mothers have been mentioned. I hope I had to find it in my notes somewhere. 303 times the Lord mentions the word mother, mothers. So I think he meant that for a reason, that we as mothers, the job that He's given us is very important. The job that to be able to raise a little infant, to nourish, to teach, to love, to grow them up to an adult is a big responsibility. The Lord does not take motherhood lightly. He doesn't take it lightly, and He doesn't want us to take motherhood lightly, because He's entrusted a speaking spirit into your hands. He's entrusted this child for you to raise, to nurture, to train, to guide, to love. He's entrusted that into us that are mothers and those that want to be mothers in the future. He doesn't take it lightly.
That's right.
It's an honor that He would give us the chance to raise a child.
That's right.
And God doesn't take it lightly. And, you know, the world, because it just happens, you know, you got to do something to make it happen. But anyway, because it happens,
right. You
know, they just think, well, this is just nothing. Well, okay. And young ladies are spitting out babies just left and right.
Yeah.
Just like it's nothing, and it is an honor. It is an honor to be able to raise a child and to love them and to put your stamp on the next generation. Because what you put into your child, they will carry on to the next generation. And then that generation will carry on what was put into them. So, you know, I thank God for the legacy that my our mom and our dad taught us so that we can teach our children.
Amen.
You know, so we have mothers that are here present with us and some that's passed on. But that may be gone, but they are not forgotten. They are not forgotten.
Amen.
And I thank God for this day. You know that the world sets aside to thank and celebrate their moms because of what the mothers did, you know, giving birth. That, you know, the child that made it onto the earth should be very thankful.
Yes.
Because there's so many that did not make it.
That's right.
So if the child is here, that's a plus right there. They made it. And your mother loved you enough to bring you into the earth.
That's right.
I tell you.
Mm. Amen.
But God knows a mother's love.
Yes.
And let me read the scripture to you. It's Isaiah 66 and 13. It says, as one whom his mother comforted, so will I comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem, or in Voorhees, or in Malton. Or in Pennsauken, or in Atco, or wherever you live, Mapleshade, wherever you live. He said, as a mother comforts her child,
yes.
He said, I'm going to comfort you just like that. Do you see how much importance God put on the mother?
Yes.
So as she comforts, just the way a mother comforts a child, a mother shields, protects a child, carries that child for 9 months
yes.
or less, depending, as much as she comforted that child, he said, I'm going to comfort you.
Yes.
That's an I will that we have from the Lord. That's an oath and a promise that he's giving you. I'm going to comfort you
yes.
in whatever the situation, whatever you're facing, wherever you're going, whatever you're feeling. God, I will comfort you.
Yes.
I've given you my oath. I've given you my promise.
Yes.
I'm going to comfort you. So when you're feeling sad and you're feeling down, the Lord said, I will comfort you. Just as your mother comforts you,
thank you, Lord. Yes.
I'm going to comfort you.
Yes.
And this is a good comforting, loving mothers, because some people, some children have come from dysfunctional families and the mother was anything but comforting. But the comforting mother that protects and shields and guides is the mother that God is talking about. So, I'm going to be there for you, whatever it is, wherever you are, whatever you need. I'm there for you. I'm going to comfort you like a mother that has my love in her to comfort you. So the Lord takes it very seriously. You know, no matter how bad a child is, they're not bad, too bad for their mom. The mom's going to love their child regardless.
Right.
I'm sure if Hitler's mother lived, she'd still love that nitwit.
Yeah.
Because she's a mother and she's got mother's love. No matter how bad your child is or how good your child, you're gonna look out, you're gonna stand up for your child no matter what they do.
That's right.
Somebody get after your child, you getting after them. Plain and simple.
Yep.
Somebody hurts your child, somebody says something bad to your child, you're not gonna sit there and say, oh, it's okay. You can go ahead and berate my child. I don't care. No, you're not. You're gonna deal with that situation, that person that's trying to come against your child.
Yes.
That's that mother's love.
That's right.
That's the love that the Lord has given us. It's almost, it's not unconditional, because we do have conditions on our love. We still love you.
Yes.
We still love you. Even when I'm about to tear your tail up, we
That's
still
right.
love you.
That's right.
You know, and you hear, oh, this hurts me worse than it's hurting you. I couldn't believe that when I heard that coming up. You gonna tell me you beat me hurting you worse than it's hurting me? And I'm feeling the pain? But as a parent, you don't want to beat your child. You don't want to, but the Lord says, you spare the rod, you spoil the child. If you don't do the correcting while they're young, somebody's going to do the correcting with a billy stick on their head.
Oh, yes.
I don't want nobody coming up against my child or my grandchild, nobody
That's right.
beating them down when all it took was for me to do some chastising when
yes.
they were younger. Me to set some ground rules.
Yes.
This is the way it's going to be. This is the way it's going to be. Set them young. You can bend the twig while it's young, but when it gets a branch, when you had the chance to bend it and mold it and shape it while it was still soft and pliable, yeah. while you can talk to him and say, Mommy says, don't do that. There's consequences to your behavior. While it's still pliable, that's when you try and bend it. Now when they get up hard, you know, they're taller than you. Well, everybody's taller than me. You know, get taller than you and you're trying to correct them. Now, honey, you missed that boat.
Oh, yes.
While you can, do it. And I found, I'm getting off script, but when we were raising our boys, you know, it came to a time where I said, Lord, we need your wisdom here. How do we deal with them so that we're not always going to have to chastise them? I need an answer. I need an answer from the Lord. So give me your wisdom.
Right.
What do I do? And when he told me how to make this adjustment, this is how you do it, this is what you say, it just changed everything. Maybe just changed my attitude towards the situation.
Right.
But when you're dealing with your children and you don't quite know what to do,
yes.
go to Heavenly Father. Lord, yes. I need your wisdom.
Yes.
You said in your word, you give me wisdom.
Yes.
Liberally.
Yes.
When I asked
right.
to help in these situations, because when the Lord gives you and he tells you what to do, I tell you, it's so much better.
Yes.
It is so much better. And I am so thankful.
Thank you, Lord.
I am thankful
yes.
to God for his wisdom that he's
Amen.
Given us.
Amen.
So, you know, no matter what, mothers love their children and they can get away with mostly anything. And when David was little, he was serious when he told him. He said, Mom, I can wrap you around my little finger. This is David.
Yeah.
He was a little kid. And it was true. I said, you know, I'm going to have to change that because you are not going to be wrapping me around your finger. I'm the mother here. But, you know, he was saying, I said, no, Mom, I know how to, basically what he told me, I know how to push your buttons. I know what to do to get what I need from you. All you have to do is be good and you get whatever you want. Plain and simple. You be good, I'll give you whatever. You're not so good, well, it's going to be a little problem. But as parents, as mothers, and that love that we have for our children,
yes.
we are to love them, not to the point of spoiling them, to the point of making them brats. We don't want bratty children. We want children that can go anywhere, take them anywhere, and do anything. We as children, five of us, we could go anywhere
right.
with our parents.
Yep.
And when we got wherever we were, we sat there, we were quiet, we were obedient. And the people said,
right.
I don't know. How do you get these kids to sit down and behave?
Very easy.
See, you had to come from our family to know that.
Right.
When Dad said, you sit down and you be quiet,
that's, right.
that's what he meant.
He sure did.
That's what he meant. And if he ticked that head at you, that meant we're going to have a talk.
That's right.
And you're not going to like that talk. But see, when we had talks, like if we misbehaved in church, we misbehaved in church. My father was one that he would get you wherever you acted out. If you did something that you weren't supposed to do, he got you right there. At our old church in Berlin, which still stands there, I don't know, one of us did something that didn't sit well with my father. He called him to come on up, and he took him back to the pastor's office. Now, church is going on, supposedly going on.
Yes,
you can hear the screaming and the hollering in the back. Screaming and hollering in the back for being disobedient. But that taught every other child in that church, you had better
right.
behave yourself. And I'm going to get to a scripture that talks about children and being rebellious and how when I was little coming up, there was this, I'm trying to find the scripture now. Oh, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Yes.
And you'll have long life on the earth.
Yes.
It's one of the scriptures. We'll get to it. I heard that scripture. It said that you'll have long life on this earth. And think, yeah, that's another part of scripture, that things will go well with you. And see, the part that I didn't even hear about things going well with you, I heard the part that says long life.
Right.
Because I knew my father, and when it's time to be chastised, you might not have long life.
Right.
So I figured, I'm going to take that scripture at his word.
Yes.
I said, y'all don't got no problem out of me. None, no problem out of me at all. Because
right.
For one, I want long life. For two, I don't like being beat.
That's right.
And the one beating I got,
the one.
See, I told you, it don't take long for me to get the picture. You know what I mean? I saw them getting it. I don't like
yes.
that. I'm not getting that, and I'm going to do whatever it takes not to get that.
Right.
The one beating I got was because I flunked out of violin lessons.
Yes, you did.
I hated the violin with a passion.
Yes,
my mother wanted all of us to play instruments. All I wanted to do was sing.
Yes.
So I get this violin, and I'm taking, you know, trying to play. I hated it. I wouldn't practice. I couldn't, it made no sense to me. You know, see, it didn't click in my brain. How my fingers are going to go on this thing and make this sound and make this bow. It didn't work. So the music teacher gave us a letter, said, take this to your mom. Okay. I mean, I am Peter Pan. I'm just bouncing my way home to my mother to give her this note, which informs her that I and my sister Darlene would no
yes.
longer be taking violin lessons. My mother screamed and hollered. I said, what did that lady tell Mom? I thought for sure somebody killed somebody the way she hollered and screamed. When my dad came home, like I said, that was the only beating I got in my life. Just takes one. He tore us up. I said, over a violin? I couldn't understand it. But see, back in those days, everybody couldn't get lessons.
That's right.
And so when we were privileged
yeah.
to get these lessons, see, I didn't see the privilege. You know what I mean? I didn't see the privilege. But my mother, I can't even describe the screaming and the hollering that she went through over these violin lessons. You'll wait till Dave gets home. I still didn't understand it. What was the problem? I'm just not taking violence. I'm happy. You know, it's okay. Well, when David got home, like I said, that scripture that says with long life, for your honor, which is Exodus 20 and 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. See, I heard that part. I remember that. So, here in Exodus 21:15 says, and he that smiteth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death.
That's right.
And here Exodus 21:17 says, and he that curses his father or mother shall surely be put to death. Can you imagine in today's society, it will only have to happen to a few people. And then it would stop all the others. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because they say, they're going to kill. If I curse at my mother, I'm going to be killed.
Yes, Lord.
If I hit my mother, I'm going to be killed. Yeah, you probably would, because if you hit my mother, she's going to take care of you. But, you know, back in the day, they didn't play around.
Oh, no.
And the Lord, motherhood and fatherhood, he took seriously.
Amen.
And the children honoring, reverencing, respecting their parents,
yes.
he took super seriously. And when they didn't do what he told them to do, say, put them to death. Kill them because they cursed their parents. Leviticus 19:3 says, ye shall fear, reverence or respect, every man his mother. He says, this is what the Lord said. I want you to fear or respect, revere everyone, his mother and father, and keep my Sabbaths, for I am the Lord your God.
Yes.
We are to respect our parents. We are to love them, revere them, and just, he put that to the point of the Sabbath being holy. He says, I want you to reverence them like you reverence my Sabbath,
yes.
because my Sabbath is holy unto me. Your parents are holy unto me, and I want you to respect them. I want you to revere them. So the verse didn't say, honor your father and mother if they're good to you. Honor your father and mother if they give you an Xbox. Honor your father and mother if they let you go to the mall every time you want to go. That's not what the word said.
No.
We are to honor father and mothers regardless. And yes, we have some dysfunctional families and mothers that aren't worth a squat. But the Lord still says
right.
we have to honor them. That's what he says. So some have had abusive parents. And when I say my father beat us, he didn't abuse us. He was not an abuser, but he did chastise us.
Amen.
But there are people out there that do abuse. That is not what the Lord wanted. When he said chastise, he didn't say kill your child. He didn't say abuse him. He said chastise them. Deuteronomy 5 and 16 says, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged and that it may go well with thee. So we honor our parents so things go well with us. If you want your life to be good, you want things to go well with you, honor your mother, honor your father.
Yes.
Why? Because the Lord sees them and he reveres the job that he's given us as parents. Honor your father and mother.
Yes.
This is the one that when I was reading, I said, wow. Deuteronomy 21 and 18, it's talking about a rebellious son that wouldn't listen to his father or to his mother,
right.
Said, you take them to the elders of the church.
Yes.
The elders are going to take them to the gates of the city, and the elders are going to stone them until they die.
Yes.
I think they were serious about children obeying their parents. I could be wrong, but I think they're pretty serious about that. Imagine if they did that today. If your child won't listen to you, and you bring him to the pastor, the pastor and the ministerial staff take your child to the edge of town and stone him to death. Wow.
You gotta make more.
Gotta make more. But that's when, I mean, the Lord was serious about rebellion.
Yes, that's right.
In our children.
Yes.
Thank God. But, you know, if that happened, I don't think we'd have rebellious children. If they see one child get taken to the gates, I don't think they'd have any problem with other kids. They wouldn't. At least I know they wouldn't have any problem with me. You know, but the Lord wants us as parents to raise our children, to love them, to nurture them, to protect them, and to chastise when needed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Not abuse.
Right.
Chastise.
Yes.
Why? Because he wants us to be able to pass on his love, his mercy, his grace, when
yes.
we teach them.
Yes.
See, I was a teachable child.
Yes.
Now that I think about it, I've always had a teachable spirit.
Yes.
I don't want people. Yes. You know, some children you can talk to and they got it, just like me. You tell me, I got it, I'm good with that. You know, what you say, whatever. That's the way I was.
Yes.
Some others need a little chastising. They need a little help in that area. And others, you need the wisdom of God to how to deal with them.
Yes.
And that's what I did. I said, it's enough, you know. I'm taking every toy, you know, I packed them up. I did everything. No, you tell me what to do. And he did. Same with you. He may not tell you to do what he told me to do with raising our children.
Yes.
That's why we have a Heavenly Father. He knows. He's got the wisdom. Our job is to get the wisdom from the Lord. So the Lord wants us. He's calling for us to fear and reverence our parents, to obey our parents,
yes.
to love our parents, because he wants to bless us. God wants to get us to the place where he wants to bless us.
Yes.
That's where he wants us to go. Amen. Genesis 26 and 24 said, and the Lord appeared unto him, saying, Isaac, that same night, and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not. For I am with thee, and I will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. The Lord wants us to be blessed. He wants our parents to be blessed. He wants parents to bless the children. And
yes.
and one scripture said to leave an inheritance to your children.
Yes.
Here, Isaac, the Lord was saying, look, Isaac, don't be afraid of your brother. You'll be okay. No, that's not Isaac. Not that brother. He said, Isaac, I want to bless you.
Yes.
Because I made a promise to your dad that I'm going to bless you, I'm going to multiply you, I'm going to multiply your seed, all your seed.
Wow.
And he gave us the same promise. He says,
amen.
I want to bless you. I want you to be blessed. But if we're not in the position to receive that blessing, it'll go on to the next one.
Right.
I want us to be in a place where we're hearing the word of God, understanding the word of God, standing on the word of God,
yes.
and declaring, decreeing the word of God. Lord, you said that you're going to bless me.
Yes.
You said you would multiply me. You said you wanted me to be blessed exceedingly, just like Abraham. Abraham was exceedingly wealthy.
Yes.
Exceedingly wealthy. He said, I want to bless you like I blessed your father. And I wanted to go down to your seed, to the seed, to the seed, all the way down to we as heirs.
Yes.
According to the promise. Opposition, I stand, should be, Lord, I receive the blessing that you've given to Abraham. I receive the blessing that you passed down through Sarah for us as women, for mothers, to be blessed. You said, as you see the seed, the sand on the seashore, that's how many seed I want to bless you with. When you take the time and look at the stars in the sky, that's the way I want to bless you. I said, Lord, that's wonderful. I wanted to be blessed twice. I multiplied twice, and that's all I was. I don't want as many seed, you know, and generational lines, fine. But what we as saints of God, what he wants us, even especially on Mother's Day, is to understand his love, to understand how much God loves us unconditionally. Even when we're good, especially when we're bad, he loves us unconditionally. Just like when we raise our children, you're not going to stop loving them because, you know, you have to chastise them. God doesn't stop loving us because he has to chastise us. He loves us because he chastises is because he loves us. He could let us go on and go on, going down the wrong path and whatever and end in destruction. But he doesn't. He said, I love you. And I'm going to give you my word to tell you, get back to where I want you to be. I thank God for mothers and Mother's Day. I thank God for the reverence that the Lord has for mothers and for fathers and the love that he has for us and the love that he wants us to pass on to our children. Passing on the love to our children, because in God's eye, he says, you are the apple of my eye. Mothers, you are the epitome of all that God wants to give us in love. All the joy, the nurturing, the loving kindness, the mercy that we have, that we pass on to our children. We extend, okay, honey, you did wrong this time, I forgive you. We extend mercy and mercy and mercy and mercy. We do. We can't help ourselves. Why? Because we love our children. And God loves us the same way. No matter what it is, he says, I love you unconditionally. The Lord wants to bless us as he blessed Abraham. And he promised us long life. He promised us things would go well in our life. And I want that. I don't know about you, but I want that in my life. I want things to go well, not only for us, but for the church, for our members, for the partners, our families, everyone. We want things to go well. Why? Because God loves and he wants it. He said, I've given you my oath. I've given you my promise. I'm going to bless you. Yes. Mothers, the Lord said, I've given you my oath. Yes. I've given you my promise. With blessings, I'm going to bless you. Yes. With multiplying, I'm going to multiply it. Why? Because he loves us. And our job is to get into the place where we are expecting this from our Heavenly Father. Amen. We are expecting the love that the Lord has for us, his unconditional love, that he's with us always, no matter what, everywhere we go. He said, I'm going to be with you. Yeah. Just like he told Isaac, wherever you go, I'm going to be with you. No matter what situation you're facing, I'm there with you. You as mothers need to know, when you wake up in the morning, the Lord said he's with me. When you go to sleep at night, the Lord said he's with me. Whatever the situation I'm facing, Lord, you said you're with me. Lord, I thank you that you are with me. And you've given me your oath, and you've given me your promise.
Yes.
That you will never forsake me, never leave me, even to the end of the age. He's our glory. He's our lifter up of our heads.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you would like to support this ministry, consider giving online. Text keyword RWOLFC to 77977 or through our free app. Search R Wolf C in the App Store. For more information, visit www.rwolfc.com for articles, blog posts, message references, and our monthly calendar of events.